Well, well, well. Good day. Good day, all you savvy preppers out there. It's your one and only Prepper Patty here, and you've just tuned in to the Prepper Patty podcast. I hope you're ready to dive into the world of preparedness with a big old dose of humor, because let's face it, survival doesn't have to be so serious all the time. So grab a seat, grab a snack, and let's get this show on the road. Hey there, fellow preppers. If you're joining us for the first time, you're in for a treat. Here at the Prepper Patty podcast, we're all about helping newbies navigate the wild world of prepping with a big old dose of humor and a side of fun and games. You see, we tackle everything from basic survival skills to advanced gear reviews, all with a lighthearted approach that'll have you laughing while you're learning. And when it comes to being the best podcast for newbies, well, let's just say we've got your back like a trusty bug out bag. So, whether you're a seasoned survivalist or just dipping your toes into the world of prepping, grab a seat and get ready for a wild ride with Prepper Patty. All right, so picture this. It's 2015, and there I am, Patty, just your average airhead Angelino, cruising along in life, completely unprepared for anything remotely resembling hardship. I mean, the closest I'd come to prepping was keeping a few expired cans of beans in the pantry. But let me tell you, all that changed in a split second when the earth decided to shake things up a bit. Have you ever experienced an actual honest-to-goodness, teeth-chattering LA earthquake? Because I sure did. And that was the day I almost became a real-life pancake under my own ceiling. Needless to say, it was a wake-up call. Literally. So there I was, prepper panic mode engaged. But let's not forget about my other prepping misadventures along the way, like the camping disaster of 2013, where I truly believed that a $10 tent was going to be the fortress that would protect me from the wild. Spoiler alert, it didn't. Cue me sleeping in the car with a raccoon gnawing on the rubber trim outside. But hey, if I've learned anything from these experiences, it's that a sense of humor can be just as essential as a first aid kit. And now, here I am, still stumbling along this rocky road to preparedness, trying to be the voice of reason in the midst of chaos. So sit back, relax, and let's navigate this hilarious journey together. So you've decided to take the prepper plunge, huh? Well, it may seem a bit daunting, but fear not. We're here to guide you through those crucial first steps and help you stock up on some urban prepper essentials that will have you feeling prepared and possibly even a bit smug in no time. First off, let's talk about the absolute must-haves for your stash. We're not talking about anything too obscure here, just the basics to keep you safe and sound for a solid 3 days. And guess what? You can easily get these supplies with a few clicks on Amazon or a trip to your local Target. Yep, no need to venture into the wilderness or build a bunker just yet, unless that's your thing, of course. So picture this, a couple of sturdy water bottles or a compact water purification system. Trust me, you don't want to be caught off guard without a way to quench your thirst when the going gets tough. Then there's the ever so important non-perishable food. Think easy open cans of beans and hearty soups, along with some high-energy snacks to keep those spirits up. Oh, and don't forget about a reliable flashlight or headlamp, because, let's face it, stumbling around in the dark doesn't exactly scream, "I'm ready for anything." And speaking of darkness, a basic first aid kit is a non-negotiable. You don't have to be a medical pro, but having a few bandages, antiseptic wipes, and pain relievers on hand can be a game changer. And last but certainly not least, a good old multi-tool. You know, the kind that MacGyver would be proud of. It's like having a whole toolbox in the palm of your hand, ready to tackle whatever challenge comes your way. So there you have it, friends. With just these few essentials, you'll be well on your way to prepper stardom. And who knows, you might even find yourself looking forward to the next big disaster. Only half kidding on that one. Thank you. So as you can see, our upcoming episodes will be everything but typical. We'll be diving into the world of canning, debunking the myth that it's just for grandmas. We'll also be exploring the art of stockpiling without being labeled a doomsday prepper. And who can forget the much-anticipated discussion on underground bunkers, where to build them, why or why not, and the quirky secrets of those who live in them. Plus, we'll be digging into the benefits of a root cellar, complete with tips on how to make one, what to store, and how to ingeniously double it as a panic room. Trust me, folks, you won't want to miss these episodes. Until next time, get ready to be entertained, informed, and maybe a little bit paranoid. Thanks for tuning in, and remember to stay curious.